The House of Representatives returns to session today after a recess for the Jewish New Year. Members are facing a new agenda and new priorities. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
9 days ago, Max Richman of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare was at the center of the national debate. His group was involved in the budget battle, the fight over a Medicare prescription drug benefit, and efforts to reform Social Security.
Those were all difficult issues, but they were, I would say, the very front of the front burner politically. And, of course, all of that has changed.
Now Richman says his group, like many others, is seeking a balance between supporting the country's leaders in the wake of the terrorist attacks while continuing to represent the interests of their members.
We'll make sure we do whatever we have to do to keep the issues discussed and debated and at least on the radar screen. But we're realists. These issues, probably more than many others, went from the very top of the agenda politically to a very low profile, like most things that aren't related to dealing with the crisis.
Even those issues that remain on the agenda are getting different treatment. Deb Callahan is president of the League of Conservation Voters. It's one of several groups that had been fighting President Bush's proposal to open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling, and one of several groups now toning down their criticism of the administration in the wake of last week's events.
I think most advocacy organizations had tried to pull direct mail if it was addressing the president or the Congress or, you know, issues that right now shouldn't be raised. We're among those groups who were able to stop our current direct mail because, you know, clearly the dialogue with the country is different now.
But at his briefing earlier this week, White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer said that the president told his cabinet they should not yet write off any pieces of his domestic agenda, and Congress shouldn't either.
The president reminded them that a patient bill of rights remains important, that there are a series of initiatives that are pending up on the Hill that remain important, and he called on them to get done, including education reform, which the president reminded them remains a top priority domestically.
New Jersey Democratic Congressman Rob Andrews agrees that Congress ought not to focus on emergency measures to the exclusion of everything else.
It would be counterproductive. It would be inconsistent with what we're trying to do if we said to the terrorists, well, you succeeded in shutting down the legislative debate in America.
And Andrews said that while last week any disagreement with the president appeared unseemly, he thinks now Congress will be able to find an appropriate balance between unity on the war effort and what he called principled disagreement on other matters.
I will follow President Bush every step of the way in prosecuting our attack on these terrorists. And I will follow him every step of the way in our response to the emergency. But he would not be doing his job, and I would not be doing mine, if we did not express our differences on policies of health care, policies of the environment, perhaps policies on education.
Congress is showing considerable deference to the president on defense issues. Senate Democrats this week agreed to drop language from a previously scheduled bill to restrict the president's proposed missile defense program. But even with the new bipartisan spirit, they cautioned that deference won't necessarily extend to everything else. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.